Time waggled a paw in his ear between launching off missiles.
Stone me, Rosie. You could scare them all off with that pesky laughing of yours.
You are a card, Time. No mistake. Oh, watch that fella to your left. Oh, never mind. I'll lay him out. How's that? Middle and stump.
Clearly got two toads at one of his special bouncing shots.
Corks, I say. There must be squillions of the reptiles. We're going to run out of stones before they run out of soldiers, I suspect.
Time banged the heads of two venturesome toads who had climbed the barricade, and they both fell back senseless.
One thing you can say about Big Chief Oikomon, he keeps his word. He said he'd be back with a full complement. We're on a sticky wicket, Clary, old lad. Any ideas?
Colonel Clary glanced up at the sky before launching off another stone.
Funny you should say that, Time. Matter of fact, I've come up with a pretty good wheeze, actually. It'll soon be evening. Now, the minute it starts getting darkish, keep your eyes peeled for a sight of the old arch-baddy himself, Oikomon. Rosie, you're the best shot. Choose yourself a jolly good big pebble. I want him knocked out cold. That'll upset the lads of the sandhills, and they'll probably crowd round to see if he's dead. Then we'll make a run for it. Go straight for the sea, just about paw deep, and keep going north. Toads aren't too fussy on salt water, so they'll give up following us if we sprint fast enough. How's your throwing paw, Rosie, old girl?
Oh, top hole. Don't fret, Clary. I'll put the old bandit to sleep until this time next season. Now let's see, which is my biggest stone? Oh, this one's rather pretty. Nice little sticky out bits.
Luck was on the side of the long patrol that evening, and Clary's plan ran true to form. Illuminated by two lanterns, Oikomon appeared atop a nearby dune, his bulging throat pulsating in and out as he bellowed.
Oikomon! You were warned, long ears! Now you will die, knowing the power and might of Oikomon! Crack!
Hon Rosie popped up, twirling the large rock in a slingshot.
Shall I bowl him a googly, Clary?
Certainly, Raziel Gell. Shut the fat blighter up!
The rock flew straight and hard, whacking Oikomon with a force that sent him head over webs. Clary and Time's slings took the lantern holders out. Immediately, the dunes and shore became a mass of natterjacks. Croaking and clicking with dismay, they hopped speedily over to their fallen leader. The hares of the long patrol were up and gone with a turn of speed that would have left the hunting hawk flabbergasted. They splashed along the shoreline in the failing light, a red-bronze sun turning the wavelets to liquid gold as they skimmed and bounced.
Excellent shot, Rosie. An absolute bullseye, what?
Rather. He did a full double backflip when that rock beezed him.
Oh, do you think so? Thanks awfully, chaps.
Dandin spread his paws wide.
Back off. This bird means business.
Marielle sprang forward. The heron struck and she dodged sideways, narrowly getting clear of the huge pointed beak, which left a deep dent in the path.
Marielle, get back! He'll kill you!
Dandin yelled. The heron hopped in on spindly legs, flapping his wide wings and screeching.
Erectan will spear your heart! Erectan knows no fear!
Marielle rolled over and over, keeping a fraction ahead of the murderous stabbing beak. A movement caught Erectan's quick eye. He glanced to one side. There was Duddy Quill, rolling past him in a tight ball. The heron struck at the hedgehog, but his beak point encountered a hard spike and bounced back with a pinging noise. The moment's breathing space was all Marielle needed. She whirled Gullwhacker and struck Erectan across the legs, right on the narrow knee joints. The knotted rope wrapped round the heron's legs several times. He tried to move, but crashed to the ground. Immediately, Tarquin was there. He sat across the middle of Erectan's neck. Before the great bird could start flapping its wings, Dandin passed the remainder of the rope across them and stood on the rope's end.